one of the things we might learn from history is that the government's interests are not necessarily the same as ours. In fact, are rarely the same as ours. Because if you think the government's interests are the same as yours, then you think, well, if something is going wrong, it must be that they made a mistake because they really care about us. They don't care about us.
The greatest beneficiary of Reagan years was corporations, wealthy businessmen and ministers of foreign nations. Bush promised that he would save the environment, signed the Clean Air Act and had the public buying it. 2 years after that, we seeing his imprudence. The EPA allowed tons of hazardous pollutants. Little money was allocated for the enforcement. Contaminated drinking water everywhere was dormant. But business worries override the safety of the public. Ecological breakdowns and nobody would publish. When Reagan got elected and he finally took to office, he spent $250,000 on his living quarters. He built the military even more.